Oh, what'd you say?
I mean, like, I just read your bio, and you say life, living life is meaningless.
No. The title of my supposed podcast is Nobody Cares About My Life.
Okay.
All I mean by that is that it's my life. Like, if the world consisted of 15 people, then that means all 15 people will care about my life. But
Oh.
it's a lot of people
That's
out
not a
there.
problem. I mean, like, no. That's not a real problem out here. I mean to say that nobody has to care about your life except you. It's only you who are there for you always.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, I mean, like, this earth has got 2 billion, around 2.5 billion people or more. I don't know. I've not got the census right or something. But the only people who can care for you is your loved ones, or else you yourself if you are living alone or far away from your loved ones. I mean, like, that's much enough of a caring. That's nothing. That's nothing, but that is something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I do very much care about my life. I originally had that meme with the boy who was wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pajamas on picture day at school.
Not exactly.
Not exactly. Well, when you get a chance, check it out. But I thought it'd be funny to have that as my picture. And then when I saw that, I thought, okay, I can name this podcast Nobody Cares About My Life. Because that's how he looks.
So, what are you doing? I mean, like, for your living?
Oh, what I do for a living?
Yeah.
I'm a senior QA engineer.
That's pretty good.
It's all right. What about yourself?
Well, I'm from India, by the way,
Okay.
and I'm new to anchoring. And I just want to just interact with every other anchor user over here. And I just had a podcast, I mean, like, just 20 minutes ago with KMC about a game called PUBG. PUBG.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm 21 years old. That's why I like speaking to people and the co-hosters. It's such an amazing app. I'm studying on paramedicals.
Oh, cool. So you're studying to do that.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have to do once you're done?
Once I'm done, well, I'm joining a lab technician as a lab technician in hospitals.
Okay, that's really
Yeah.
cool. Actually, the company that I work for, we create the software our hospitals uses to track their medical tools.
Oh, that's really amazing.
Yeah, and I had no idea it even existed until I started working at the company that I'm at. And it's a simple thing, you know, and I thought to myself, how come I never even thought that this would be a thing, because this is not my first job in the healthcare industry. But before this job, I never thought like it was even a thing. And it turns out the company that I work for is like the world leader in the software that they create for tracking medical tools. And it's quite amazing, really. Like, it tracks medical tools from like decontamination to sterilization in the washers to
Wow.
like sterile storage or getting ready for the OR. It's really great.
Wow, that's like technology is rising above our heads, like too tall for us.
Well, you know, I mean, and I think it's a really good idea to have hospitals like be able to track their medical tools, because it really assists like everybody in the hospital, especially like the surgeons who are going to
Exactly.
perform surgery like later on in the week. All they have to say is, this is the surgery I'm going to do. Have these containers and trays ready. And then, like, that day comes, all their tools are delivered to them. It's easy.
Wow, that's reducing so much of human, the work that humans do. It makes our job much easier.
Much easier, more efficient, more quicker. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
So are you located in India right now?
Yeah, I'm located in India. I reside in India.
Okay.
Yeah. And yourself?
I am in Tennessee.
Wow.
I live right outside. Yeah.
I love
You
country.
do.
Yeah, I love country music and I love Nashville.
Oh, that's good. Have you ever been to Nashville?
No, I've not been outside India. I just want to come over there. All those Tennessee things, country things to do, and especially the whiskey over there.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm from Kentucky. I live in Tennessee. Tennessee has whiskey, Kentucky has bourbon. Do you know the difference between the two?
Bourbon?
Yeah, bourbon and
You
whiskey.
mean the chocolate kind of thing?
Not quite, not quite.
I have no idea what bourbon's.
Like you do run into chocolate bourbon, and it's pretty delicious, but because I'm Kentucky, I pride myself on bourbon. Like bourbon and whiskey, they're pretty much the same, except for the main difference is that the barrels that they use to store bourbon in, it's only used one time. And so it's a new barrel every time when they make bourbon. Now, whiskey, they can keep reusing those barrels.
Yeah, so bourbons come out of fresh ones.
Correct.
But that doesn't put down a Tennessee whiskey down.
Not
I
at
mean,
all.
like, Tennessee whiskey has its own pride. But I'm not even putting down bourbons too, when I want to try out them.
Oh, certainly. And if you ever get a chance in your life, you should come on out to Nashville. Nashville is a wonderful place. I moved here. I've been living here in the Nashville area off and on since 2000. And I finally decided to make this my home in 2010. And I've been loving it ever since.
Wow, you took 10 years to make it your home.
Yeah. So what happened there? I floated around a lot and I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I worked a lot of different jobs and finally I kind of got tired of it. And also too, my father, he was in the military. And growing up, we moved around a lot. We moved, in Kentucky, we lived in Idaho, we lived in Thailand.
Oh, Thailand?
We lived in Bangkok for 2 years.
Oh, you are like a world tour.
Yeah, kind of. We lived in South Korea for a while. We lived in a lot of different places. And after I left my parents' house, I moved out. I wanted to still, like, it was still in me to move around. And so I moved around quite a bit. And then finally, I told myself I needed to settle down. So I did.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, like, that took you for a while, but it's worth it, I guess. I mean, you're so proud about the bourbons and all the stuff. Yeah,
Yeah, I've
it's
become a little bit
probably
of
worth it.
a nice young man. I my mom, she calls me a late bloomer. Which is
That's
true.
what all moms do.
Yeah, I mean, and it's true. My sister, she took off pretty much out of high school. She went to college, she did great, got a great job out of college. She ended up being an executive producer for a radio show, a syndicated radio show for a while. She started her own nonprofit in Vegas. And then she moved out to LA and she's working with, I can't remember the guy's name, the guy that's in charge of Def Jam. But she's out there doing her thing and she's doing really well out there. And she's planning on moving to Atlanta next. Like she's doing a lot.
That's great. I mean, like, that's awesome.
Yeah, so tell me about yourself. Like, what's your family like?
Well, my family is like a middle class family. We don't have much, but all we have is me, my dad, my mom. I don't have any siblings.
Okay.
And growing up is a lot of hard thing. I mean, like, I had to go through many stuffs. I wasn't kind of, I could say, probably 150 hospitals around here, and I was admitted in all of them, like for different reasons. Childhood, like when I was 8, something like that, I had paralysis. And then when I was in 5th grade, I had a loss of this eye power. Everything was darkened out, and I was partially blind.
Oh man.
That took a lot from us, and then epilepsy started the very next year. And I'm still on medications from over a decade.
Are you on medication for epilepsy?
Yeah.
What kind of epilepsy do you have?
It's a normal one. It's not that much of a high kind of epilepsy, but it's a nerve-wracking thing.
Do you play video games?
I occasionally play video games because I don't want to get myself into much stress.
Right. I can certainly understand that. The reason why I bring up video games is because as a kid growing up, the one of the few things that stayed constant in my life, because we moved around a lot, were video games. And so I did play quite a few video games, but then I remember like when certain patterns were flashing on the screen, it would kind of like make my body jerk. And I didn't understand until I grew up later on in life. And I realized that I had photosensitive epilepsy. A very light case. I was talking to a friend of mine who eventually became a doctor. I don't remember what kind of doctor, but then I was telling her about it. And she was like, "Yeah, Chris, I think you had photosensitive epilepsy." I'm like, "Oh, man. I think you're right." But yeah, I grew out of it. There was a particular game that I would play, X-Men, Children of the Atom. It was a fighting game with all different X-Men characters and in their universe.
All
And
actions.
say it again.
All actions.
All action, all action. And I remember when you would finish the fight with a super move, the screen would flash in a quick pattern of black and white. And looking directly into it would cause me to kind of seize up, and I would just make myself look away every time it happened. But then I kind of missed what happened. It wasn't much. So I started to force myself just to like sit there with my eyes open and just look to see what happened. And thankfully, I never went into a full-blown seizure. But
Okay.
yeah, as
Yeah, pretty much they say don't see the eclipse with the naked eyes.
Oh, I was a kid. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, it happens. It happens to every kid. They just don't understand when they're a kid. I mean, like, when they grow up, that maturity comes. Because as a kid, we are not matured at all.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, man, it was really cool talking with you. Hopefully sometime soon we can collaborate again.
Sure, I'll be honored.
You're my first, I guess, recording on this on Anchor, so I'm kind of invested in your life now.
Yeah, that's nice to hear that.
Well, all right, man.
Yeah, of course.
You have I don't know, it's nighttime over here. What is it? Is it daytime?
It's morning, like 9:12.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah.
hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Have a great night and have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. You do as well. Bye.
Bye. Take care.
You too.